Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and as always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you, or you can talk about whatever we happen to be discussing. It's up to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria
and Nikki.
And soon we'll be joined by Bonnie. She had to step out for a minute, so the typical cut cast for Wednesday night, essentially. Good news for people out there, though. I remember a number, like a year ago, maybe longer, Wednesday nights were She Talk Live episodes. I guess they still are here on Free Talk Live, but we did the show topless at my studio, and there was a reason behind, there was an actual idea of activism behind this. It wasn't just, I mean, it was entertaining, but there was also, like all activism, it was entertaining for us, and it was entertaining to other people. We did the show topless, and that was because Tuesdays were historically topless Tuesdays here on Free Talk Live, and no one ever took any issue with that.
Like, yeah, their nipples are fine, but once mine are on the screen, it's a big issue.
Yeah, Facebook never took issue with that. Twitch never took issue with that. To be fair, they didn't take any issue with myself being topless either, which was just more curiosity because Twitch had suspended us in the past for me being topless on the show. So it was it's very weird inconsistency in how they had applied things. So we did that as a form of activism. And ultimately, it just sort of fizzled out because it kept Bonnie from being on the show. And it
got cold.
It did get cold. And it stopped being something that really wanted to focus on. So we moved on from that. However, other people continued, you know, fighting that fight. And now Meta, that's Facebook, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, is lifting its ban on bare breasts. Because it, quote, impeded the right to expression for women, trans, and non-binary people.
Wow.
That I mean, like, surprising.
It is so crazy to me that it's 2023 and people think, oh, male nipples fine, female nipples just not fine because straight men like them.
It is strange, right, that this division even still exists or that it ever was as commonplace as it is because it still is commonplace where you won't see a woman's nipple on television, but you can see plenty of topless men on television and no one bats an eye about it.
It's totally a cultural thing, too, because in certain countries, like in a lot of African countries, it's totally normal for women to walk around topless all the time. And it's not a sexual thing. It's just their culture.
When I was a kid, I say this all the time when I'm arguing with the Republicans about grooming. When I was a kid, there was this German family. Well, the mom was from Germany. The dad was from America. And they had this picture of a naked lady with her arms up in the air. And she was like, it didn't show her genitals, but showed her boobs. And my parents were always like, so weird whenever we would go there. But
I mean, your family was also like pretty religious and conservative, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The other family wasn't. So it's not like they were just like, oh, God, that's so weird. But they didn't like tell us we couldn't go over there or anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, the German lady was just like, oh, this is fine. I'm going to put it on my living room wall.
Yeah, it's a very European thing. Well, and a lot of art, historically, a lot of sculptures were of naked people.
Well, that's the thing with this one, right? It was artwork, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, here's a picture of some naked chick.
Some, like, porno picture.
Right.
It was, like, framed and stuff.
Yeah, so that story is coming up. Also, this animal slaughterhouse is in the news. Some animal rights activist hid three security cameras inside of a kill house in one of these slaughterhouses, and they captured some really shocking footage. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, we can't play the footage for you. It's got audio, to be fair, but the audio is horrific anyway, and you wouldn't want to hear it. Also, Wi-Fi allowing people to see through walls is coming up, and interesting news out of here in New Hampshire. I'd like to start with this one if you have it ready. A New Hampshire court has ruled that a license plate has to be manufactured. This person in New Hampshire wanted a customized license plate that said, "Cops lie."
Yep.
As in police officers lie, which they do. And for whatever reason, someone told him no. Someone in city government said no. And he fought it all the way to the Supreme Court, and evidently he won.
Right. This is from NBC5. It says, if a New Hampshire man thinks cops lie, he's free to say so on his license plate, the state's highest court ruled Wednesday. In a unanimous decision, the state Supreme Court agreed with the arguments of David Montenegro, who wanted the vanity plate reading cops lie to protest what he calls government corruption.
Well, he's not wrong, right? I mean, cops do lie.
They're trained to lie.
And they get away with it. And one of the biggest problems in America today is that people operate under this belief that cops do not lie, and the FBI agents do not lie, and that the system doesn't lie. But it does all the time in order to get its way.
Yep. The prosecution wouldn't be lying to us. They're just, you know, they must be right. So guilty.
Now, this was an actual license plate that he wanted, right? I see, because I'm not a fan of this. This is just giving more money to the state for them to use mm-hmm. to drop bombs on people. And I understand you're paying for it to say cops lie, and that's amusing. But you can also just get a bumper sticker yep. that says the same thing, and it wouldn't help the state. It wouldn't directly fund the state.
The thing I like about this is just that they told him he couldn't have it just because it'll get into why.
I am curious what justification they think they had for this, because it's not profane. I understand profanity. Yeah. You should be able to get profanity if you want, but there's nothing profane about cops lie. It's just
right.
an opinion.
It says state law prohibits vanity plates that, quote, a reasonable person would find offensive to good taste, unquote.
Well, cops lying is definitely offensive to good taste, but pointing out that
cops lie,
yeah. I don't agree that that's offensive to good taste.
Right.
But I see why this person would have a hard time fighting that. And I can see why the city or whatever government, you know, said no.
I probably just thought no one was going to tell them they can't do that.
Have they met libertarians in New Hampshire? Because, of course, they'll say, yeah, no, you can't do that. And they'll fight it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they will win.
It says the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union argued that the law is unconstitutionally vague and gives too much discretion to a person behind the Department of Motor Vehicles counter.
I definitely agree with that.
What is good taste? Like,
that could literally mean anything, yeah.
Right, the picture of the naked lady in that woman's living room, that was fine for her, but in bad taste for my parents. So, you know?
Yeah, who makes this consensus of what people find to be in good taste and in bad taste? And are they doing this via poll, or is this via ballot? How are they finding this out?
I feel like most New Hampshire people would not find that in bad taste.
I don't know if they would or not, but even if they do, I don't think that this person's free speech should be curtailed because some people find it offensive. I think just whether it's vague or not, I think the law is probably unconstitutional because the person has the right to say things that most people find to be in bad taste.
Yep. It says New Hampshire had argued that state workers were right to deny the plate because the phrase disparages an entire class of people.
Oh my gosh,
police
give me
officers.
A break.
Right.
Police officers are not a class of people.
Right. When I first heard that, I said, oh, the class of people who are trained to lie?
Yeah, I mean, even if it does, who cares? It's okay to disparage an entire profession of people. It really is.
Because I mean, it's your choice.
Yeah, they chose to be that profession. We're not talking about disparaging people of a certain ethnicity or gender identity or sexual orientation or these other things that a person is born as. We're talking about you chose to be a cop, dude. You chose to make a career out of lying to people. That was your choice. Being called out on that is not a problem in society. It's a problem with you. If you don't want to be called out for being a liar, then stop lying. That seems like the best solution to me.
Yep. Says the justices said that state law does not define the phrase offensive to good taste. The restriction grants DMV officials the power to deny a proposed vanity registration plate because it offends particular officials' subjective idea of what is good taste, the court wrote. The decision states the law is unconstitutionally vague and violates free speech rights.
So does that mean we can get whatever we want on a license plate now?
I bet.
It sounds like it really does open it up because they don't have any way of determining The state of New Hampshire, the legislature will have to go back to the drawing board on this one and find some other way to define what a person can and can't have on their license plates, which I think is a good thing. They shouldn't be able to leave this up to a bureaucrat sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I mean, I think even just the existence of license plates and having to register your car to the state is ridiculous, but...
Absolutely. It would be much better if we didn't have to do that. Is there more to this?
Well, it says attorney Anthony Galderi, who argued the case on behalf of Montenegro, the defendant, and the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, said he was not surprised by the court's ruling. Quote, this regulation was an impermissible way to regulate speech under the First Amendment. Which he's right.
He is, but, like, again, you shouldn't be using your license plate as a vehicle for free speech in the first place. I understand why you might want to, because it's the state has to give you that license plate, so they sort of have to say whatever you request them to say. But how much are custom license plates? How much more expensive are they than just a standard one?
I think I heard $100.
Oh, I thought it was less than that. I thought it was only, like, $60.
$40.
Okay, so it's not unreasonably expensive, but I still don't... You're voluntarily paying taxes at that point. And I just don't understand how anyone gets to that point where I want to give the state more money.
I don't know this guy. For all I know, he's like not exactly like an anarchist. He might be more like, oh, I want us to have cops, just cops that don't lie. I don't know.
Which is all fine, but I still don't get it. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying there aren't good reasons for it. I don't understand the idea behind wanting to get the government more money.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that there's plenty of other ways to put a message out on your car, like we mentioned, bumper stickers, or ways to customize your car to make it unique that give other businesses money and not the state. So I think there's better ways to do it, but if you are going to get a vanity plate, this would probably be the one to get.
Right.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
During the arguments, it says, answering a question about whether a plate reading Cops are great, GR8 would be approved. Senior Assistant Attorney Gerald Richard Head, his name is Richard Head.
I had to stop for a minute because I didn't catch that at first. Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
This is the prosecutor again, right?
He's
an attorney for the government, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. So
and his name is Richard Head.
Richard Head.
Sounds legit.
Assistant Attorney General Richard Head. Oh, Attorney General. I don't know, but he is some lawyer. He acknowledged that...
And he works for the government. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't make that up.
See, this is how I know there's a God, right? Because only a God has a sense of humor to put me in a universe where that guy, Richard Head, is the assistant attorney here. The district attorney, the assistant district attorney, whatever it was, the attorney general. Otherwise, you don't get that. And, like, if your name is Richard Head, like, that locks you into one of two careers.
You've got to become a lawyer.
Yeah, you've got to become a lawyer, and you've got to work for the state. You can't be a defense attorney with a name like that.
No. It's like, no one in his entire family stopped his mother from this. Like,
she probably did it on purpose. She's like, this is hilarious.
Well, anyways, so attorney Richard Head acknowledged that two different people could come to different conclusions saying whether or not cops are great would be granted or not. And
I mean, that's in bad taste, right?
That's the problem, right? Is that two different bureaucrats can come up with.
Exactly. That's why he had to acknowledge it, but he did, you know.
To some bureaucrats, it's not in good taste. For whatever reason, they may decide it's not. I would suggest, like Nikki said, that it's not good in taste to have... It's not a good taste to have cops are great as your license plate. But if you have a situation where a bureaucrat can decide that something is offensive or isn't offensive, just on their whim or through some unknown criteria that hasn't been explicitly spelled out, then you have a tyrant. And the person who's going to work for the DMV, I don't know if anyone's ever been to the DMV, but they're not friendly there. They tend to be little tyrants, and they like it. And they love that little slice of power they have over people.
Yep.
It's like that scene from, I believe it's the movie Zootopia. It's like a children's cartoon, and everyone that works at the DMV in the movie is a sloth.
Oh.
I've never seen it.
I did see it, but it was so long ago. Well, this is kind of interesting. It says, after court in November, Montenegro, who in 2012 legally changed his name to Human, so why haven't they been calling him Human this whole time?
Human is his name?
Yeah, it's his name. And
just
it's
Human?
I guess, and it's lowercase. Said he thought police officers who might pull him over and have to type cops lie into their computers would amount to quote, the perfect situational irony.
That's great.
He's not, again, he's not wrong. I want to hear more about him changing his name to Human.
Right, and why did they say that the last paragraph of the article and just call him David Montenegro the whole time?
Yeah, they did name this dude the entire time. It sounds like there's a real philosophical or spiritual reason that he would name himself Human, and you said in all lowercase. That's not something someone does arbitrarily. He did that for a reason.
Right. Well, he sounds cool.
He does. That was basically it. I thought it was great.
Well, yeah, I'm going to look to see if I can find out anything about a man who changed his name to Human. Actually, I did. A man who changed name to Human bids for New Hampshire House, apparently.
What date is this from?
This is from 2015.
Okay.
He changed his name quite some time ago, it would seem.
I think it said 2013 in this article.
He changed his name in 2012 to Human, all lowercase. And, again, it doesn't say anything. Wow, this has been going on a long time. This article was published in January of 2015. A candidate who legally changed his name to Human is running against incumbent Democratic state rep, blah, blah, blah. David Montenegro, again, they continue to deadname him, changed his name to Human in 2012. He made headlines this year when the state's highest court ruled that he could have a vanity license plate that read, "Cops Lie."
Oh, wow.
Oh, so this whole situation has been going on since 2015.
Yeah, so maybe it's possible that this article that you have is actually just old as well, and we somehow
didn't catch that. Yeah, this article is old.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't know this. I thought it was new.
Well, congrats to Human. I want to know why this guy changed his name to Human.
Interesting. I wish that article said.
Yeah, I wish I could find anything more about that.
Well, Human, if you're listening, call in and tell us why.
Obviously, he's been losing elections, which isn't terribly surprising. He ran as recently as 2021, it looks like.
He's still at it.
He is still at it. But, I mean, that's true of a lot of activists in New Hampshire. Yeah, no, this article, again, is from 2014.
Yeah, mine is from 2014. I don't know how I missed that.
That's so fresh. Before I clicked it, it said February 26, 2021.
And then that might have been when they last updated it, maybe.
It could be, but then you click it and the article is from 2014. How frustrating. Still, congratulations to the guy for taking this fight to the Supreme Court, for taking it all the way to the Supreme Court, and for ultimately winning that fight.
And it's great to know that the Supreme Court of New Hampshire, you know, ruled this way.
They do make some surprisingly good rulings at the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
Live free or die.
Yeah, they are a Supreme Court. They are, you know, bureaucrats. Well, they're judges, and they do what you would expect judges to do. But through my time in New Hampshire, most of the cases that I've heard about them hearing, they tend to side on pro-freedom. So good on them for that. In other freedom-oriented news, as we talked about, Meta is freeing the nipple, and that means they're going to allow, I don't know exactly when they're going to begin allowing it, topless women, trans people, and non-binary people to post pictures of themselves.
No men, though. They're going to ban the men now.
That would be the ultimate irony. I kind of wish they would, you know, just so that all of the men out there who never thought anything about posting a topless pic would suddenly go, oh, wait, this is actually pretty messed up, and we were making women deal with this for the last century.
And you know what's weird about it is, like, if the only explanation is, well, it might be sexual to men who like the look of boobs, there are probably women out there who like men pecs, you know?
Well, there certainly are, right?
So, I mean, I don't really get that it's not exactly the same thing.
And what if it is sexual?
Yeah.
You know, who cares?
Fair point. I never understood what this was all about anyway. And when I first began transitioning, I wanted to find out where exactly Facebook would draw the line. Because up until then, my entire life, I ran around topless most of the time, and no one ever gave me a hard time. I wouldn't go into, like, a grocery store topless, but if I was just, like, out of my house, there was a 90-something percent chance I was going to be topless just because it's pretty comfortable. Especially if you live in Mississippi, where it tends to be warm, right?
There.
Yeah. Not so comfortable here in New Hampshire, where it's, like, actually, it was like 45 degrees today. It was amazing today. Yeah.
But it was really hot last summer. Oh, my God. I couldn't wait for summer to be over this year and for it to turn cold.
I'm ready for some snow, man. I don't want to get into a weather report, right? But it's surprising to me how little snow we've gotten this year. Like, this is not what I know New Hampshire to be.
No, I kind of like it.
It's been strange the past, I would say, 5 years. It seems like we'll get a couple snowstorms, like a couple blizzards, but then it'll all melt and we won't have any. And then later, like March, April, then we'll really start to get snow. It's just so not weird. How it used to be when I was a kid.
And some locals told me at my job last year, like, oh, this winter wasn't cold enough, so the maple syrup's going to suck. And then my boss was like, don't listen to him. Locals like to just sound like locally. And I've had two containers of maple syrup that didn't taste very good, yeah. Which shocked me. I just can't understand why it would taste any different. It's just one ingredient, maple syrup.
Well, the cold is what...
It could be different per tree as well, you know?
Also, one of them is technically from Brattleboro, so maybe I should...
That's probably why it tastes bad.
Over the border.
Yeah, it's tainted with hippie, right? You don't want that.
You need the northern Vermont.
Yeah, what? Don't you have... You just have crunchy hippies there instead of your...
Yeah, the cool hippies are up there.
But it is supposed to snow this weekend, and I'm looking forward to it because... You know, my first year of New Hampshire, I was driving an older vehicle and the gas pump went out in it. And that meant I had to drop the gas tank and take that apart and replace the fuel pump inside of the gas tank and then put it all back together. This is a monumental test. This is well beyond what I would normally consider doing for vehicular repair. But at the time I didn't have a whole lot of choice. That was the way to go. And there was like a solid foot of snow on the ground when I had to do this. And it's just one of those things where, like, it sucks, but there's not going to be less snow tomorrow, and it's not going to be any warmer. So the only thing you can do is get out there and do it. And
wait, was this, like, en route?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. No, like, on the side of the road? That's what I was imagining.
Oh, God, no. I would never have
done
this.
That'd be, like, impossible.
Yeah. So this was in the driveway, but still it was... At least a foot, and this was in November, I think.
And you weren't quite so used to it being cold. I remember when I first got here, I was like, it's so cold when it was in the 40s.
Yeah, you get used to it.
You really do.
And speaking of things that people are getting used to, toplessness is now going to become a thing on Facebook and Instagram. The board, that's the oversight board, they've recommended that the ban on bare breasts violated human rights of women, transgender, and non-binary people. I don't know if I want to use words like... human rights here, because I don't think you have a human right to post anything to Facebook.
Right.
But if Facebook is going to acknowledge that anyone has a right to post content on its network, which they don't, then in order for them to be consistent, they would have to not have these discriminatory policies in place.
I mean, it is discriminatory.
It absolutely is.
If you let men do it and not trans people and women.
To me, I think it's less about rights and more about just, like, don't be hypocrites.
Yeah.
As Bonnie pointed out, it's amazing that it's 2023 and this is still in place, given that it's obviously hypocritical and it's an obvious double standard. This was focused on Instagram's ban of two posts by a couple, one of whom is transgender and the other non-binary, who posed topless but covered their nipples to raise awareness around top surgery. This is, I think, breast reduction surgery or breast augmentation surgery. It doesn't really specify, but it's some sort of breast surgery. The board said that the old policy is based on a binary view of gender and a distinction between male and female bodies. And apparently the board doesn't believe that's right. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News update. The National Archives says it must consult with the Justice Department before releasing to Congress information on President Biden's actions involving the handling of classified documents. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee have requested all documents and communications regarding the files found at Biden's home and former office. The Archives says it must ensure the release does not foul up the special counsel's investigation and has pushed back against GOP criticism that it is treating Biden's handling of documents differently than former President Trump's. After weeks of deadly rains, millions in California are finally getting a break, at least until tomorrow. These residents have seen the destruction firsthand and tell KPIX-TV.
This is the worst. We really haven't seen this much.
It's absolutely terrible. I can't believe it.
The National Weather Service says there's a slight chance for light rain Thursday before the state dries out. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. I guess if I was better at my job and we had planned this a little further, we could have done a topless Wednesday episode to celebrate this, I guess. It didn't occur to me until, like, right now, and I didn't even have the show prep that pulled up until, like, 6 o'clock today, and I worked all day, so I wasn't going to do that. And plus, if we do the topless thing, the Bonnie doesn't want to be on, so it's just a...
I hate the trolls too much to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand entirely. You know, oh, no explanation. Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say that to them.
So but if I was good at my job, we could have planned something in celebration of this Free the Nipple thing, because here on Free Talk Live, we... Without even trying to be like, none of us ever sat down and talked about this in advance, right? It just, we all approach it from sort of the same perspective, which is, well, duh, obviously if a woman wants to take her shirt off, she should have that right. And if she wants to post that on the internet, she should have that right. We never discussed it beforehand. There was never any plan before. And I think some Free Talk Live hosts who used to be on the show like a number of years ago were also Free the Nipple advocates. And it's just curious how this issue that isn't really, like, related to libertarianism, that there's no direct connection between hashtag free the nipple and hashtag free the people, I guess. But still, here we are, advocates of free the nipple, and it's happening in some minor ways. The oversight board has ruled that the old policy of Facebook and Instagram, which is that toplessness was only permissible on men, is based on a binary view of gender and a distinction between male and female bodies, which makes ruling about bearing nipples unclear for those who do not identify as women.
So it seems like to Facebook, or Meta rather, this is more of like a not just a trans issue, like also non, and there's so many genders nowadays, it's hard to keep up, but like trans, non-binary, like it seems like this is more
about not hurting their rights instead of just like, oh, everyone should be able to wear or be naked. So it is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
It is definitely weird because they're not taking the perspective that it's discriminatory to apply a policy to women but not to apply it to men, which is obviously the case. That's obviously discriminatory. Instead, they're saying it's based on an idea that there's a difference between male and female bodies, and that idea is fundamentally false. So they can't say that this is a male body or this is a female body.
Which is also valid. It's not like I'm saying it's not valid. It's just kind of interesting, like, oh, no, never would have just been like, everybody should be able to be topless no matter who they are.
And that's the thing. It's just, but it's a little sad that it's not because they don't want to be hypocrites or they don't want to discriminate against people. It's they don't want to...
They don't want to wade into the discussion about what is a woman and what isn't.
Yes, exactly.
But I didn't really expect like Facebook executives to be suddenly like really principled or anything. So.
Well, I didn't either, but it's still disheartening that the way that the free the nipple thing was went was by people saying, well, you can't prove that's a woman or you can't prove that's a man.
And you know what? This should have happened years ago. Like this should have happened in the 60s or the 70s where women can just be topless as men are. You know, why is it taking until 2023 for a company like Meta to, you know, speak out against this? You know, this should have just been normalized long ago.
There are some cities even that right now you're allowed to be topless in, like Austin, Texas. I've done it there.
Keene is one of them. You can be topless in Keene.
Oh, cool. I did hear that.
But I think the whole state of New Hampshire is. As long as you don't touch yourself in a weird way. I can't think of the word they use. But you can't, like, fondle yourself in public, basically. And I sort of understand that, but if you're just being topless, they have no issue with it. I suspect you'll have a lot of people gawking at you just because socially it's still unusual, and you probably would have a lot of creepy older dudes staring at you, but, like,
when I did it
is legal.
I was at this place called Barton Springs. It's like I don't know if it's a river or a lake or something, so it's like, you know, a bunch of people in bikinis anyway, and me and my friend were like, let's be topless because we can.
Sure. Well, I mean, if you can, you might as well, right?
Well, less weird than, like, walking into the grocery store. I don't know if I could have done that, honestly. Might have felt too weird.
So they argue that this policy makes rules about bearing nipples unclear for those who do not identify as women, but it also affects women, who have long fought to desexualize images of bare breasts while arguing that men are allowed to share their bare chests. Naked protesters, both men and women, marched to Facebook's New York headquarters in 2020 to demand the policy on bare breasts be changed, and evidently they were not successful. The board, which is funded by Meta but operates independently, said in a ruling that the company's adult nudity policy is based on a binary view of gender, making it unclear how the rules apply to intersex, non-binary, and transgender people. Facebook and Instagram were criticized in 2013 for removing images of women breastfeeding, but the platforms apologized for, quote, the mistake, and said it encouraged such images on their platforms. I don't remember this, but I do remember there's this whole... The issue of breastfeeding has been an issue that people have been fighting over as long as I can remember.
It's like bringing up pit bulls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. Like, you understand that, like, humans need breast milk to, like, not die, right?
Also, how disgusting is it to sexualize feeding an infant? Like, this is a normal bodily function. People have been doing this since the existence of people. It's...
That is pretty gross. When you put it that way,
Who should be kicked out of the restaurant? The man who's sitting across the table, like, staring at a lady breastfeeding, or the lady breastfeeding?
It's kind of, like, pedophile-ish.
It is.
Like, this is a baby.
Yeah.
You know, and they can say that they're sexualizing the woman all they want, but no, that's a baby eating.
Yeah.
But you know, and breasts aren't inherently sexual, you know?
Right. Of the two posts that triggered the case, one from 2021 and the other from 2022, it said the Oversight Board finds that removing these posts is not in line with Meta's community standards, values, or human rights responsibilities. These cases also highlight fundamental issues with Meta's policy, such as an approach Such an approach makes it unclear how the rules apply to intersex, non-binary, and trans people, blah, 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 and it requires reviewers to make rapid and subjective assessments of sex and gender. And here they show one of these images of what I assume to be a trans man. It's not completely clear, who has had top surgery, breast removal surgery. And apparently that pic was taken off of Facebook for some reason, or Instagram. They took issue at Instagram. They took issue with it for some reason. I don't see any reason they would have, because it's a person clearly identifying as male.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Are there even nipples in the picture?
I mean, I think so. That's either a nipple or a really horrific scar. I mean, breast removal surgery doesn't remove the nipple, right?
No, it should keep the nipple.
I saw one picture where the nipple was gone, so I just didn't really know.
Man. That's typically with breast cancer, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I think typically with a breast reduction or removal, they keep the nipple unless all of the tissue needs to be taken out for cancer.
There's a specific picture that gets passed around by Republicans on, like, Twitter, and it looks like, I don't even know if this person is boy or girl, even trans, and they have just nothing there but a bunch of scars. And now that I think of it, now that you're saying it like that, it could possibly be somebody who had breast cancer at a young age, and, you know, the Republicans are, like, always passing around saying, this is bodily mutilation, but you don't have an actual, like, source. They're just
right
posting that picture. That's the exact picture I'm talking about.
And also, a lot of things are bodily mutilation. Piercings, tattoos, technically bodily mutilation. So people should be able to do whatever they want. If you want to cut off body parts, you know, getting your appendix removed is mutilation.
That's
so people,
point.
You know.
And people, like, voluntarily just get their tonsils removed when it's not, like, bursting like an appendix.
And it's
so.
Just, it's very ironic because Republicans are always, like, and conservatives are, like, oh, like, always boasting about freedom and, but they only want the freedoms that they like.
Certainly.
They don't
right.
want, you know.
Republicans and LPNH.
Yeah.
While Meta originally had 60 days to respond to the board's recommendation, it moved forward to lift the ban as first reported by the New York Post. So Meta has already apparently moved forward to lift the ban on topless pics. However, the new policy to allow bare breasts has been a long time in the making. In 2016, women took to the streets in the Free the Nipple movement to desexualize images of bare breasts, and it came about when pictures of women breastfeeding were censored or flagged as nudity. As we talked about previously, that still boggles my mind. The movement gained traction in 2013 after Facebook removed clips from the actor Lena Esko's documentary Free the Nipple, which sparked protests outside of Facebook headquarters. I've never seen Free the Nipple, but I can speculate that it's about exactly this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a documentary about exactly this fight, and she made a documentary about it, and Facebook removed clips of it for having nipples in it, so they, like, literally proved her point.
Yeah.
Good job, Facebook. And many women argue that while hate speech goes uncensored, their nipples are flagged as dangerous. One of the things that I saw someone put forward a long time ago was, like, it was this little clip-out art of men's nipples. It's like, anytime you have a topless photo of a woman, you want to upload it,
just
copy the male's nipples over and paste them into your photograph, and everything will be fine, right? Because it's the female nipple that they can't stand.
And that's what's so weird about a lot of the breastfeeding pictures is, like, shouldn't you not be able to see the nipple?
Yeah, I don't think
you'd think.
I've never spent a lot of time looking at breastfeeding, but I don't study them. I think you got to be kind of a weirdo to sit there and, like, study a breastfeeding photo to see if there's something in there that is, I don't know, titillating or upsetting. I don't know what these people are looking for. It's a baby eating. I don't understand why anyone even takes a picture of that unless it's for, like, the cover of Time magazine or something like that. It's just a baby eating or your wife feeding a baby. I don't see, or a girl feeding a baby. I don't see any point in taking a picture of that, but whatever, to each their own. CEO Mark Zuckerberg tried to justify this in 2018, saying it's easier to build an AI system to detect a nipple than what is hate speech. So that was, Mark Zuckerberg's argument is that it's easier to build AI to detect a nipple than hate speech. And, I mean, yeah, probably, but, like, that doesn't make it right. Meta was recently criticized for banning professional nude photography by activists who stated the images are art. In 2020, protesters swarmed Facebook's headquarters in New York City all naked and holding up pictures of enlarged nipples, and man, did they.
That's
completely naked?
From what I can tell, yes, completely naked, because they included a photo here, and they are holding up. Yeah, it looks like they're drawn on maybe paper plates, which is kind of a creative use of paper plates, really. And they're made to be nipples, and they're just holding them up. It's very curious. I guess if it's effective, it's effective. But the movement included the National Coalition Against Censorship and the women's rights group Grab Them by the Ballot. At this time, Facebook only allowed nudity in depictions of paintings and sculptures to get around such a barrier during the 2020 demonstration. Tunic, who is known for staging similar nude art installations, and I kind of, good lord, that sentence is sloppy. So this person, in order to get around Facebook's limitations, had his nude female models cover their nipples with images of men's nipples, which were donated for that specific purpose. So evidently someone did try this officially, and those same images of men's nipples were also blown up and used to cover both male and female genitalia during the demonstration outside of somewhere else. It doesn't say whether or not any of these were actually successful.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they got taken down or not, because it seems like it's obviously not the actual nipple that is the
right
problem. It's just the fact that it's attached to a woman or someone
identifying
as a woman.
It's not so much worse when
you
put it that way. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the fact that it's a nipple. It's the fact that it's attached to a woman. I mean, you're not wrong, but wow, that's the truth of the situation. And it sounds so bad when it's put that way.
Well, Republicans have so many things, and people are probably going to start to think I'm just, like, harping on the drag thing every week. But it's just, like, I hate the hypocrisy that... And the thing is, if it was just Republicans saying it, it'd be one thing, but so many libertarians, people who claim to be libertarians are really conservatives, have been obsessed with this topic and trying to, you know, convince people that it's libertarian to not want other people to parent a certain way. But what I was going to say was I couldn't get any answer from any conservatarians on, is it child abuse for a woman to be dressed exactly like a drag queen and, you know, read a book to children? Because the LPNH, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, tweeted, it's child abuse to take your kid to drag queen story hour. And it's just like, this
did they really?
Yes. And they don't care that, yeah, I mean, they just won't answer that question. That's so hard for them to answer, because it's not about the clothing. It's about the fact that it's, in this instance, attached to somebody who's a man.
Well, it seems the real issue is they just care too much about what other people's genitalia are.
Exactly.
Like, does it matter? It really shouldn't matter to anyone, like, what you have.
No, not unless you're trying to sleep with them, in which case,
exactly.
Yeah, I understand it's a fair point,
but
that's not the case with LPNH isn't trying to sleep with any of these people. I'm surprised to hear this from the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. I mean,
I'm not.
We know a lot of these people, right?
And the thing is, like, I told them F you for trying to ruin the Liberty migration to New Hampshire that me and my husband and lots of my friends have put, like, our entire lives into, and they were like, hold up, we respect what you guys are doing. I have to say they, because they're not tweeting these stupid opinions from their own accounts. It's just from the
opinion behind the party.
But they said, we appreciate what you guys are doing. We just don't agree on this one thing. It's not about this one thing. It's about the principle, you know?
Well, that's the thing. And I think, Aria, you might have said it last week, that it kind of keeps other LGBTQ plus people from wanting to join, not necessarily the Libertarian Party, but to kind of adopt some of these principles and philosophies, or to even move to New Hampshire, because when they see stuff like that, they're like, oh, cool, you know, people up there are bigots, and I'm going to get attacked if I moved up there and I look a certain way. It's not a good look for us to have.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, they never said the government should go after drag queens, but by saying it's child abuse, it's like giving people, like, that means that you don't care if somebody kills somebody over it, because it's like, I wouldn't care if somebody shot somebody, it was like a priest in the middle of raping a kid.
Yeah.
I would not care, because that's child abuse and it should be stopped with force.
Yeah, they're using loaded language on purpose, and they know that. And I don't know that they know that. They should know that, but I don't know if they've really given any consideration to what constitutes child abuse, because saying that this action or that action is abuse, well, that's a violation of the NAP.
Right.
In which case, you're allowed to use defensive force to put a stop to it. In which case, they're allowed to use defensive force, police, to put a stop to drag shows.
So either they're not thinking this all the way through, or they agree with that.
They're being slippery on purpose because they replied to this lady, Nina Turner, who is a horrible liberal from New York who always posts horrible things. And she had said, like, something about gas stoves should be illegal. And,
gas stoves?
Yeah. And, so.
Why is this?
Oh, you haven't heard of it?
No, I've seen this here and there, but, like, I don't know why people are.
The FDA or something is saying that they should be made illegal because they make some chemical and it's bad for children's lungs.
Okay. Yeah, but don't worry about all the glyphosate and the food and the GMOs. That's fine. Don't worry about the chemtrails. Worry about the gas stoves.
Yep. But either way, like, people should be allowed to have something in their house, even if it causes CO2 to come out. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's their house, right?
Yeah.
And if it leaks out, it's not going to be in any sort of concentration that's going to affect anyone. So let them give themselves carbon monoxide poisoning or whatever. That's what they want.
Right. So this lady posted, you know, she's just copying the government line, gas stoves should be illegal. And LPNH replied to them and said, like, why don't you let people do what they want? And I replied to them, like, oh, this is really ironic from you guys, like, the day after you posted that Drag Queen Story Hour is child abuse. And they said, specifically, they said, I don't recall us ever calling for state action. And so they're purposely being slippery.
Yeah, that's cowardice, man. If you're going to call something abuse, you're calling for state intervention to put an end to that abuse.
Someone's intervention.
Yeah, whether you justify it one way or not, again, abuse is a violation of the NAP, and that allows defensive force to be applied justifiably, right? And that is not a NAP violation at that point. It's just defense. It's putting a stop to an abusive situation. It's putting a stop to a NAP violation. Calling something abuse is literally justifying using the state to put a stop to it.
Yeah, I think so too. And the thing about it is, like, I would definitely agree with them that they should use force to stop someone else from forcing their kids to watch a drag show. That's fine. But you just don't take your kids to it.
That would be the easiest way to get out of this. But too many people, they can't wrap their minds around that solution, it's so simple to me. Like, if you don't support drag shows, then just don't take your kids to them.
Well, they think that in this instance, all of a sudden, they care about all kids, and they must protect all kids.
Oh, suddenly it takes a village?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
Did they read that particular book by, I think, Hillary Clinton?
No.
I think it was Hillary Clinton who wrote It Takes a Village.
She definitely said it. I didn't know if it was a book or not, but that's definitely Hillary Clinton.
I mean, that's basically the idea, right? That parenting isn't something that one family does, or one parent does, or two parents do, or one family. It's something that all of society does.
Yeah, I hate that idea.
And it justifies this idea that if a parent does it in a way that they don't like, then they're justified in intervening.
Right.
So if they raise their kid to be anti-state or whatever, then the state is justified in intervening with that. It's a slippery slope. And I'm shocked to hear the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire going down that road. I would expect them to know better.
Right.
Do they even know any drag queens? Have they ever been to a drag show? Because my experience with most of these people is the answer is no.
That's what it seems like most of the people that replied to me.
Yeah, they've never been to a drag show. They don't know what it's about. They don't know what happens there. They just have this image in their head of someone from, like, Rocky Horror Picture Show dancing and stripping and on a stage for little kids or whatever, and that's what they think a drag show is.
The other thing is they always try to say that there has been images that have come out that have been, like, somebody twerking or showing something really inappropriate. And first of all, I'm always like, please send me a link. I want to like have proof of this, and they never can. And I've Googled similar things, like Googled the phrase that they're literally talking about, and I can't find it. I know I would have seen this on libs of TikTok if it was a thing, but it doesn't matter. Even if I'm just going to give it to them, it's 100% true that there was a drag show. It was made for all kids, and then they got completely naked and twerked and stuff. It doesn't mean that somebody else can't do an all-ages drag show and do it right and make it, PG. And they can't wrap their minds around that. They just can't.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you want to take your kids to somewhere where someone's dancing naked, I don't necessarily see an issue in and of itself with that. Like, these witch covens or whatever where people do similar things, if a lady wants to take her kids to that, I don't necessarily see an issue. Because nudity, as we've been talking about here with the free the nipple thing, is not inherently sexual. It could be, but just because there's naked people there doesn't mean that it is sexual. And someone obviously dancing, twerking naked is going to be a sexual thing. That's the whole point of twerking. But there are ways in which this could be done where it wouldn't necessarily be an issue.
And I would never go as far to say that that's child abuse. You know, maybe I might not agree that it's appropriate, but it's not child abuse.
The thing I point out all the time, because it's just a stumper, nobody can be not stumped by this, is that Airplane came out in 1980, and it was rated PG, and it has a simulated blowjob scene. Can I say that on there?
Well, you did. So.
Well, now you can.
Well, so it has that, and it also has bare boobs, like, bouncing around.
Really?
Because she's freaking out, and she's just, her boobs are bouncing.
And PG?
Yeah.
Is she topless?
No, naked boobs, like...
So she's
completely topless. Yeah,
okay.
not naked bottom. It only shows the boobs. It zooms in and shows she's like screaming because the airplane is turbulent and her boobs are bouncing and it's kind of funny. But
sure. And this is 1980.
1980. And everybody loves Airplane. Who wouldn't?
PG-13.
No, PG.
Oh, PG.
And who wouldn't be? Who? Do you know anybody who's ever been like, I like the movie Airplane. I wouldn't show it to my kids though.
And also, let's be real here. Children have seen bare breasts.
Yeah.
You know?
And the more you hide them behind layers of clothing, and the more you make them this thing that, you know, they're not supposed to see, it's forbidden, it's taboo, the more it's just going to excite them until they're adults who it's become so associated with sexuality for them that they can't even look at a picture of a woman breastfeeding without it becoming sexual. That's how you get sort of situation.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
But if you allow people to experience toplessness in a way that isn't sexual, then that association is never going to be formed. And they'll see someone breastfeeding in a restaurant one day, and they'll think, oh, there's someone breastfeeding, and it won't be weird to them. It won't be sexual to them. But if you make it sexual, if you tell them it's sexual, and the reason you have to hide it from them is because it's somehow inherently sexual, then yes, you're going to end up with adults who believe it's sexual.
It just seems like a lot of people don't want to have these sort of conversations with their children about bodies and about sex and about drag queens and trans people and all of these topics. They just don't want to have that conversation, so they're trying to hide their children from it.
Yeah, and I get it. They're difficult. They're difficult discussions to have, but someone's going to have these discussions with their kids, whether it's you or whether it's some weird drag queen with a dildo on her head.
I mean, no one said that being a parent was supposed to be easy.
That's right. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Coming up, Wi-Fi allowing people to see through walls. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.